Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, that was Under the Sea, waking us up a little bit today, and we are not under the sea, we are in Psyche's Gone Wild. Welcome to today's episode. We have Don Milton on with us today, and I want to read a little intro bit about him here. He is really an amazing person, and I've been one of the people that was fortunate enough to get to try some of his EFT techniques this past week, and we have some other folks in queue here that also got to try those, and they're going to come on a little bit later and tell us what their experiences were with that. In the event, in the meantime, though, a little bit about Don. It says, as far as eucatastrophic events go, Don Milton has had more than his fair share. Eucatastrophic is a word coined by J.R.R. Tolkien. It refers to good catastrophes. These catastrophes or calamities have the power to transform our lives in very positive and powerful ways. Don Milton's life has been shaped and reshaped by these kinds of events. His passion is teaching and coaching others to experience the wisdom and opportunity within each of these challenges. His lifelong commitment is to empower his clients. He encourages them to live at their highest and best, to open the doors and embrace the unlimited possibilities. Don's hallmark is his ability to cut through the emotional clutter to the heart of the matter, the core. Using a methodical and deliberate style, Don utilizes an extraordinary toolbox of skills, techniques, and experience. Don's clients accelerate through this process, moving quickly and efficiently through pain, anxiety, depression, addictions, PTSD, and other emotional issues that have stagnated for years. These simple yet profound concepts have changed the lives of hundreds of people and those that love them. Don's lifelong passion has always been to know the truth about things and to know what is real. He currently works as a full-time life coach who practices a number of different energy healing modalities. Don obtained his bachelor's and master's degree and all the work towards a PhD except the dissertation in the late 1960s and early 1970s in mathematics. He was honorably discharged from the Army at the rank of captain in 1972 after spending 2 years supervising a group of civilians and NCOs in a top-secret intelligent unit. He operated an investment real estate company, Bestcom Properties, in 1984 and received a Certified Commercial Investment Member, CCIM, designation that same year. He closed over $3 million in investment real estate sales and or commercial loans over a 15-year period. And for the last 10 years of his real estate career, he was applying universal law within his business practice and learning how to fully integrate his life in the areas of mind, body, and spirit. He qualified for the American Mensa Society in 1976 and was an active member for a few years. Later, Don experienced a major financial disaster and recovered from that. He's had health problems, recovered from that, relationship issues, betrayals, feeling like a victim, many other very human experiences that can either make one bitter or lead to a better way of living. Well, he responded to each of those life challenges by looking deeper within himself for the answers, and for the past 20 years has been on an intense personal growth quest. This has involved spending over $60,000 and 15,000 hours with mentors, reading, seminars, home study courses, various study groups, 12-step work, and other esoteric experiences. In addition to his academic and business credentials and experiences, Don has had training in many different healing techniques with things such as Reiki's Level 1, 2, and 3, Pranic Healing Level 1, Matrix Reimprinting, Emotional Freedom Techniques, EFT, which is what we're talking about today, the Thought Field Therapy, the TFT, Tapas Acupressure Technique, the TAT, Matrix Energetics Levels 1 and 2, the Healing Codes Therapeutic Touch. Don learned how to integrate his head and his heart. This experience has instilled a strong desire to share what he's learned with others, to empower them to have more peace, love, and joy in their daily lives. During his last 10 years in the investment real estate brokerage business, he was able to earn an average of $160,000 a year by working 12 to 15 hours a week. Don has more powerful tools to change now than he has ever had, and he loves sharing these with others. On August 30th of 2009, Don got hit by an SUV as a pedestrian, and he almost died. He ended up in the hospital for 13 weeks. He has experienced permanent physical issues, and it has taken his understanding of healing and living to another level in the process. And today you can get a hold of him. I'm going to put that phone number out there, 205-822-5962, or you can email him at donmilton@growthbydesign.com. You can also, his website here is donmilton.net. Just discover the power of a decision and the freedom this groundbreaking process provides. It's time for positive action. Your new world awaits you. So we have the opportunity of talking to this gentleman today, and he's going to give us the benefit of his experience and stuff, and we're going to get to, I know Jan and I both are in queue here, and Jan is, and it's like, I think I'm hoping there's a couple of you guys there that got to try some of these, so we're going to be looking for those experiences. Well, Don, welcome to the show today. It's like you've done an amazing amount of things in your life so far, and I know there's still more to come.
I'm glad to be here. Let me make just a couple of notes, a couple of corrections. And, you know, people don't really care about what all I've done. They're really interested in what I could do for them. But my email address, correct email address is don@donmilton.net. And, you know, that's on my website. And then a little note about the real estate. That was $300 million instead of $3 million. $3 million over 15 years is not much, but, you know, in
300 is.
But
yeah.
Anyhow, that's history. But just a note, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here and share, what I have to share with others.
Awesome. Okay. Well, tell us a little bit, because some of us have been using here this past week has been that EFT. So tell us a little bit about what exactly that is and what it does for you.
Well, let's do this, if you don't mind. Why don't you and Jan and whoever else would like to share the experience you've had and then any questions that you might have, and then I'll kind of take it from there about, what it's about and how it works and how you can use it.
All righty, sounds good. Well, Jan, I'm going to start with you here, and then I'm going to check some of our other callers because Jethro was supposed to give me the list of phone numbers that people had been using this, and it's like, and I'm not sure. I know we have in queue, we have a 973 area code, we have a 213, and we have a 210. So I will be checking with all of those area codes, and if you guys are one of the ones that had the opportunity to try this out, please tell us what your experience was. But here we go. Jan.
Sure. Oh, hi. Thank you, Kelly.
Hi,
Don.
Jan.
Hi.
Good to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you. You too. It was very interesting, and I have to say that I was very surprised because years ago, somebody else had shown me a couple of these techniques, but it was a little more complicated. And when I saw your video, Don, you made it so simple that I could totally figure it out right away, and I could do it. And I had immediate relief. And so I started with my key word was sadness, of course. That was my main key word for my brother's death. And that's been a problem for me for quite a while because I will – hello? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
because I will cry a lot through the day. And so I tried the technique on this, and on one time when I was feeling very sad about him too, and I just – it totally took it away. And I mean, it really did. And it surprised me because it was like almost immediate. And so that was such a neat experience. And then I did that for like a half an hour. And I noticed that my breathing was a lot easier. It kind of helps with anxiety in general. But it actually did take away the need for me to cry. I mean, I just felt a lot better. And then I did it, another day, of course, and I tried it on several other things, and then I noticed that I started to see pink after that, after my next tapping session, and I think my key word I'm looking now is on anger, and then I started to see pink after I did that tapping session, and that was so neat. It was just the neatest experience, and then I also went into a time in my childhood that I remember now that I guess I've just been holding in for so long, and I remember this experience, and it came out. It was like, whoa,
cool.
That's pretty cool. So that was kind of neat. And so then I did it again the next day, and then I saw green. And I thought, ooh, that's really cool, too, because, that's a nice color to be seeing. And I don't know, I think it's pretty powerful. And you just gave me the one to do, and I've been doing it every day. And yesterday I did it twice a day, and it really helped. I mean, I can't even believe it. Yesterday I had terrible thoughts about all kinds of things. And I'm wondering if the tapping was bringing some of those out. Like you said in your video, you'll notice that other things might come out as a result of the tapping, other feelings, and that's exactly what happened. So I did tapping on each one of those, and on one of the days I had had pain in my legs because I quite often do, and it took away the pain that day in my legs. So that was also another amazing thing that happened. So I'm
pretty...
Yeah. So, anyway, I'm going on and on. Sorry.
No. Jen, that's the purpose of this. And let me address a few things that you experienced there and share, you know, the purpose of why I did these videos. Because there's no way, if I had just talked to you about EFT and kind of told you what would happen, there's no way you could have gotten it by just me talking to you about it or you reading about it, because the experiences you had were just unbelievable, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
Okay,
so the reason they were.
Yeah, and this is very common. So the reason I actually had some people probably about 2 months ago that suggested that I do this for the following reason, because normally I just do private sessions or I do group work. And the neat thing about this work is I can do it for people all over the world. I can do it just as well by phone or Skype as if you're sitting in front of me. It's fairly easy to teach to people. And so prior to doing the videos, really all people could do is just schedule a session with me. And, you know, most of my sessions are 90 minutes, and we get a lot done in 90 minutes. But people have a hard time making the jump. I charge $335 for a 90-minute session. And at first, people don't have anything to compare it to. They're thinking about counseling or psychologist or psychiatrist or whatever. So it's like a big disconnect. So some friends and clients of mine said, you know, you really need to put something out there, inexpensive, where people can have an experience. And so I thought, okay, I'll do that. And so I thought about, you know, I think I came up with 12 different sort of common issues, and that's what I did. I created the videos, and so for $20, somebody could buy one of those videos. And do you think you would have gotten $20 worth, Jan?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow, so, for sure.
So that's the point is, in my opinion, this is something that every household, somebody in the household should know how to do this. I mean, I'd like to see everybody, you know, have a, even if they never do a session with me or anybody else, for $20, my God, you spend $20 for, you know, to go out for a mediocre meal or for a partial tank of gas or, you know what I'm saying? So, and
uh-huh.
Everybody, you know, I've had, you know, maybe feedback from several dozen people that have gotten videos. And Jan, what you're saying is the normal feedback. So yeah, and you're right. You can, you know, even though the videos are set up like for anxiety or anger or depression or fibromyalgia or love pain or whatever, once you get the hang of it, you can use the same concept for anything, which is what you did. I mean, that's really cool the way you used it, just the way I hope for people to use it. I mean, you followed the directions, and I tried to make it very simple and very doable. And really, after you watch the video a time or two, you don't need to watch the video to do it. You know, you can go back and I mean, that's awesome what you're doing. And there's a saying in the EFT world, try it on everything. Because sometimes people will say, well, does this work for, you know, this, or does this work for that? And they say, well, try it and see what happens. And it's amazing. It works for so many things so quickly. So,
well, that's what I experienced from it. And I'm going to do it every day because it's already helping me. So, and I believe it because it really did help immediately. And so, yeah, I really
like it. Which one?
Kelly,
did you get the back pain? Is this Kelly or?
Yeah.
Or is that Jan? Is that Kelly?
Yeah, Kelly. I got the one on back pain. Jan did the one on the like the breathing, muscle clearing, something like that. What was yours, Jan?
It was oh gosh, where is it on my paper here? Well, it was for emotional grief and stuff like that. For grief and emotional problems, you know.
But yeah, Jan, that's great. You know, you can use it for all sorts of things. And, you know, if you run into something, I mean, the intention of those videos is for people to have an aha experience of what's possible. And then if they decide to schedule a session with me, then they'll see that, well, maybe there's some real value to that.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But yeah, I encourage you to use it as much as you can. And you're, and another point that you brought up is as you, what happens as you tap on certain issues and you start releasing and freeing up, you know, like peeling the onion, those, the other emotions that have always been there, but you just, they weren't in your consciousness, they will pop up. And then you
yeah.
deal with those. So, I mean, it's just amazing. When I work with people in private sessions, we start wherever. Sometimes they're real concerned about, well, they need to, you know, try to figure out what their real deal is. Or no, it, I tell them it does not matter. You just bring to the table if you have a headache, a backache, if you're feeling sad, if you got depressed, whatever your emotional or physical symptom is, that's where we start. And what happens is you do the tapping, it just other stuff comes up that needs to come up that we would never, I mean, Jan, with the little bit you did, I'm sure some things popped up that were totally surprising to you.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And I was completely surprised. I was caught off guard, and I thought, wow, I remember
yeah.
that now, but it was so long ago.
Well, I can't tell you how many times I've worked with people that have been in therapy, for traditional therapy for years, been on medication, gone to personal health seminars, read, done all this stuff, and so we start talking about things, and they'll mention something, and I'll say, oh well, you know, have you dealt with that? Yeah, yeah. But what happens once we start tapping? They hadn't dealt with it. They just repressed it and stuffed it, and so the thing I like about the energy work is that it tells you where to go. You know, you don't have to figure it out. You can't, and people don't even have to, you know, talk about, like when I do demos, like on the air or in groups or stuff, people don't even really have to talk about the issue. I mean, it helps a little bit sometimes, but really what I'm doing is I'm not dealing with their story. I'm dealing with how they, because what causes their feelings is not what happened. It's the stories they created about it, how they think about it. So what I'm dealing with is how they feel, and using the tapping and other techniques I have, basically it changes the way they think about it. So when people, you know, want to get into telling me their stories and I stop them, you know, at first they think, well, don't you need to know my story? No, I don't need to know your story. I just need to know how you feel, because we're just working with energy.
Yeah. Yep.
Fair. So, Kelly, what was your experience with the video that you got?
Mine was about like dance. I was blown away the first day I used it. I actually did the techniques, like, you know, three times, and it's like what I recognize, because I'm like you. It's like I've done a lot of the healing stuff. It's like I'm a Reiki master. I've done, you know, therapeutic touch and art and, you know, a bunch of different kind of stuff, had some Jinshin and studied the meridians and reflexology and all that kind of stuff. And I recognized those points. I was going, man, somebody put this together. It was just like so cool. So I went through and did that, and it's like, I was like, Jan, it's like three times through, and I was like, got this. And then I took a little nap, and I had it on my computer, and I just left it on, and I left it on replay. And it's like, so I listened to your video, you know, I listened to that little segment, you know, like over and over and over while I was napping. It's like woke up and I was like going, wow, this is really cool. and I did. It's like it with what I have going on with my stuff, it's like I know one of the things you said, you know, you take it to a manageable level. So I'm going, okay, you know, it's like I didn't expect it really, you know, to totally clear, you know, right away, but it certainly took it down to the point where it's like I could move comfortably and not, you know, go, ow, that hurt, you know, type of moment. So there was a little snafu with the emails, and I didn't actually start doing this till Friday. So I did this Friday. I did it three times on Friday. I did it once yesterday, and I did it once today, and I'm just like going, wow, this is going to make such a difference in my mobility. It's like I'm going to be able to get out and start doing my walks again and drop some of the weight that I need to and blah, blah, blah. So I am really excited about this. In fact, there was a lady yesterday. My kids are in Utah Jazz recreation basketball, so I saw this gal come in the gym, and she was limping heavily. She was heavy set and limping, and I thought, man, I need to talk to her about this. So it's like we waited. You know, I waited till the games were over and stuff, and I wrote your site down. I said, I noticed, you know, you were limping. It's like, you know, here, go to this guy, you know, and check this out. You know, he's got some really cool, you know, tapping techniques and employs, you know, a lot of natural body method stuff. And she was like, oh, thank you very much. And I was like, I will go check this out. She says, I'll do anything, you know, to see if I can get rid of this pain. So I'm sure you can have somebody checking out your site from Idaho. So besides
but, well, good. Yeah, good.
But it was just amazing. Just amazing.
So, I guess, you know, before we go further, if anybody has any particular questions, I'll address that, or, you know, we'll just kind of take it wherever it goes in a way that serves your listeners best.
All right. Well, we've got, let's see, we've got 973, we have 213, we have area code 210, and we have 631. That's like for you guys who have come in here and been listening, I'm going to, This is who I see in the queue. It's like I don't know where the hand raising thing is, but I'm just going to kind of go down the folks that have been listening in here, and we'll just ask you guys if you have any questions real quick. If we've got time to do some of the readings, I know that's normally what we do, and I usually do the card the destiny reading stuff today, but doing something a little different today, and I definitely am going to read for Rich. I'm not sure it's his birthday, so it's like he wants his birth card, but okay. We're going to start out with area code 973. Yes. 973, you are on live with us. Did you have a question for Dawn, or were you one of our lucky ones that got to actually try this program?
I was texted. I should text.
Hello? 973, you're on with us. Okay, I'm not sure that 973 caught that. 973. Okay, I'm going to put you back in queue, and we're going to go to our next one here. Area code 213. Area code 213, did you have a question for Dawn, or you've been listening in here for a while, and we're just going to see if you had any questions or comments.
This is Catherine, and I was fortunate enough to be able to test out the EFT from Dawn on his video with a migraine.
Excellent.
And
right.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And I was listening to Jen, and I must say that my experience was practically identical with hers. And the video was very simple. And ironically, I get headaches occasionally. Of course, you never know when a migraine is going to come on. It usually lasts 2 to 3 days, and it's debilitating. And I never take prescription drugs, but I do have a prescription for a migraine. And so when I received his video, I thought, well, I won't really be able to test it because I can never plan a migraine. The next day, I felt the migraine coming on. So with my prescription in hand, just to be sure, because once it starts, it's debilitating, and I did the tapping. And as Jan said, it's so simple and easy to do, but it actually worked. And I thought to myself, when I go on air on a radio, I'm going to sound psychosomatic. I did this thing and it disappeared. But anyone who's ever had a migraine knows you can't talk yourself out of getting a migraine. They wipe you out. But I did the tapping. It went away. And
wow.
I probably did it about 5 times totally in a period of 3 or 4 days. And once again, carrying my tablet with me wherever I went. But I never used it. And for all those migraine haters out there, we know that prescription is probably $15 or $20. I have insurance, and it's still, for each tablet, is like $15 or $20. So,
wow!
Yeah, what Dawn was saying about, you know, for $20 you get a video, it really works. And I do have one question for Dawn, but Dawn, do you have anything to say for me? Because I'm very impressed, and like Jan said, it's so simple and so powerful, and you have to sort of experience it to really believe it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, that's why I did the videos, and that's why, you know, I'm not a marketing person. I just do what I love doing. I've been in this line of work for about 10 years because it's like is sort of a divine calling for me. I quit a very successful investment real estate business to do this because I, you know, like Kelly and a lot of other people, I'd explored many modalities as a practitioner and as a client, and I've always been interested in what's true and what's real and what's effective, and more importantly, you know, how can you share it with people that is simple and it works. And so when I took some training in something called thought field therapy, which is sort of the granddaddy of this whole area called energy psychology, about 10 years ago, you know, I was immediately, you know, I'll say God told me, because I have a very spiritual basis in my life and I listen and pay attention to that. But I was told to do this full time. Well, I argued with God for 2 years because I didn't see how I could, you know, make a living out of it. And meanwhile, I continued to just learn more and more. And then finally, in January of 2005, I quit arguing with God and I jumped off the cliff and I'm doing what I feel is my, you know, divine calling, my path. So it's just, you know, it's not a business for me. It's just who I am and what I be. And you're never going to find out about these types of things through the mainstream. Because like you said, you know, you pay 15 or 20 bucks for a pill and you got to take them for the rest of your life. You know, you get this $20 video and you'll never need to use your pills again. Yeah. And you can't, and you know, you cannot, you know, people cannot believe it. I mean, you know, Catherine, you may have been hesitant if you had on your own come across my website and saw the videos. You may have been hesitant to even spend 20 bucks because you might have thought, huh?
Correct. I would not have. Correct.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, you know, 20 bucks, you can't even go out to eat a decent meal for 20 bucks. But here you've been suffering with horrible migraines for years. You're taking medication that doesn't solve the problem. It probably makes it worse by all the toxin you're putting in your body. But you would not have spent 20 bucks because it sounds like a scam. It sounds like, how can you solve this for 20 bucks?
Yeah.
You know, so I'm just saying that's why the only way the word is going to get out is for you guys that have experiences to tell other people as appropriate. And that's how it's going to get out. And I would love, I mean, if nobody ever called me for a session, that would be fine. But I can tell you, the videos are not set up and they're not enough. I mean, they're incredible. They're really, you know, one of those videos, Catherine, now that you see how it works and know how it works, would you pay $150 for that video if you had to have it?
Well, yes, actually I would.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So,
no, that's have that amount. Wow.
No, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, these videos are not, a person's not going to be able to solve all their emotional, physical issues with a video, but it's a great tool. It's a great start, and it makes you believe that, you know, oh, okay, well, maybe if you have something in your life that you're really not able to resolve, then you're going to think about calling me or somebody that does this type of work to spend some money for a private session because you had an experience.
Yeah.
So, you
right.
know, the purpose
of... Because I know that it works, yes.
Exactly. So I'm saying, you know, people, I mean, it's been amazing to me. The videos have been available for 2 months, and we've
wow.
kind of put the word out, and different people, I mean, I've literally talked to people myself that didn't want to, you know, do a private session, and I told them about the videos. Yeah, I'm going to go get one. They never buy one. I mean, it's
nope.
just amazing.
Yeah.
So anyhow, I'm glad that you guys have had the experience, and it is one of those things that if you've had the experience, no explanation is needed, and if you haven't, none is possible. I mean, you just cannot believe what can happen by something that seems so simple for a big problem. Catherine, I've had people with migraines that I actually was, you know, talking to them on a business call on Skype, nothing to do with emotional issues or pain. We just had strictly a business call. And I noticed, you know, we were on video with Scott, and I noticed that they didn't seem to be feeling good, asked a question. And I've had some of them say, oh, you know, I feel a migraine coming on. And when it gets to this point, there's nothing that will stop it. And so I said, well, you want to try something? And they would look at me like, well, what do you mean? And we would
try to stop it.
And in 5 minutes, their migraine is gone and it doesn't come back and they can't believe it. Because when you're working with energy, here's the deal. You know, here's to me what's so weird. You know, everybody uses energy every day. You drive in your car, you got the energy of your engine. You're turning lights on and off, your oven, your microwave, your television, your cell phone, your computer. Everybody's using energy all day. This call that we're on, it's energy. And nobody thinks a thing about it. But when you start talking about using energy to heal emotional and physical issues in your body, people think that's weird. I mean, isn't that interesting? And the fact that, you know, people want to know, well, how does it work? Well, I say, well, do you know how your phone works or your computer? No, they don't know how it works. But you know what? Hey, if we had to know how things work before we use them, we'd all be sitting in a cave cooking over fire.
Either you know? That or everybody be in college.
Exactly. So anyhow, I'm kind of rambling here, but I just, it's hard for me when I see so many people suffering so much and going to doctors.
They don't have to suffer,
you know, and people are spending, I know people that are spending hundreds of dollars a month on medication.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just crazy. So anyhow.
Yeah. I agree.
Ask me how I really feel. So let's see if we got any more callers that have questions or comments or stuff.
Okay. Did that cover all your questions there, Catherine? Did you have anything else you wanted to ask him real quick, or are you good?
I do have one question, but it's basically maybe it does not have an answer because you said we don't really know how it works. But in the video, one of the comments, Don, you said as you're tapping, you explained that the headache is separate. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. So you kind of segregated it or separated it from the person? I just thought that was...
Yeah, well, just so you'll know, Catherine, when I'm working with people, and even when I was doing that video, I'm not a person that plans out. I mean, I'm not a speaker that, like, plans out stuff. I mean, I'm just impromptu, and who I am is who I am. So when I was doing those videos, I didn't have a script in front of me. And the webcam that I have, you don't have the ability to pause it and start again. So, like, once I turn on the button, I just got to go with it. So when I was, you know, doing the tapping part, I was doing that just like I do with the client. And, you know, one thing about EFT is people get real hung up sometimes in the beginning about saying the words. You know, what's the right words? No, you just do it very intuitively. So when I was doing that video for headaches, I was just kind of intuitively, you know, doing whatever came to me. And, you know, that's something that comes up very often is that people sometimes get attached or associate it with their problem, and that's not who we are. You know, who you are is a perfect spiritual being that is in perfection. And, you know, the ego, the back pain, the headaches, the sadness, the depression, the grief, that's not who you are. And so that just, I don't know, that just kind of comes through when I do it, because basically when you're tapping, you know, the setup part, when you're tapping on the side of your hand, you're kind of acknowledging the problem. You know, even though I have this back pain, even though I have this headache, even though I feel sad, whatever it is, you know, I love and accept myself. I forgive myself. I'm okay. And then, you know, from there you tap on the other points and you know, I tell people, and I probably talk about it in the videos, when the more you tap, just start trusting your intuition, and it's not about, you're not going to say anything wrong. You know, you just tune into the problem, and then you just tap and go, you know, go with the process. Let me take one moment to, for the people that haven't listened to a video, to just talk about the proper way to use EFT. EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Technique. Been around for about 25 years. It's used by, you know, tens of thousands of practitioners and hundreds of thousands or millions of people all over the world very successfully for all kinds of things. You don't have to have any special equipment. You just, you know, wherever you are, you just use your fingertips to tap on some points. But with EFT, to work properly, you have to be very specific. For instance, if you if you're angry, well, that's sort of a global issue. For EFT, you don't just tap on, even though I feel angry, that's not going to work too well. You have to pick out a specific event that when you think about it, you feel angry, and then tap on that. And, you know, with anger, a person may have hundreds or thousands of events over the course of their life. If they were to think about them, they would feel angry. Well, you don't have to deal with hundreds or thousands. What I tell people to do is pick out the big ones, you know, the things that really stand out, and start tapping on those. And what happens, as you clear 15 or 20 or 25, all of a sudden you can't even think about anything that makes you feel angry.
That's cool.
You know, so you have to, with EFT, you have to pick out a specific event and then a specific emotion. And then, you know, in the videos I talk about how to do that, because most events have more than one negative emotion. So there's a process of how you work with it. But, you know, yeah, if you just use EFT on a daily basis to start, you know, clearing negative emotions, think about events and negative emotions and tap, and it just takes a few minutes every day, I mean, you would be amazed at how your physical pains start going. You feel lighter, you feel happier, you have more energy, because what you're doing is you are freeing up your energy system. Because guess what? To hold on to negative emotions or physical pain takes a lot of energy, okay? And so if you've got, it's kind of like going, a guy that's got a backpack on and is walking up a two-mile hill. If you got nothing in the backpack, you could walk pretty easily. But as you move up the hill, if people start throwing rocks and stones in your backpack, and then you got 50 pounds, you got 100 pounds, you got 200 pounds, it gets harder and harder and harder to move. Just like with our emotions. You know, things happen over the years, and we get these, you know, sadness, anger, confusion, grief, anxiety, whatever. And most of that is running 24/7 in the subconscious. Well, just because you're not consciously thinking of it doesn't mean it's not draining your energy. And, you know, from my experience over the years, and I think a lot of even the people in the medical, you know, traditional society are starting to see and acknowledge that probably 90% of all physical problems are related to unresolved stress and anxiety. Okay, so if you start, you know, relieving your emotional issues, physical stuff starts healing up. Plus, whatever you're doing to help out with your physical issues, you will get a lot quicker results if you're eliminating the negative beliefs or the emotional toxins that are holding you in bondage. I mean, that's why I use the term, you know, emotional freedom coach. I mean, that doesn't mean a lot to a lot of people, but, you know, to me, it's like once you have emotional freedom, you're free. You know, even if you continue to have some physical problem that you can't, you know, like a, you know, if you're crippled in one leg or if you're in a wheelchair or whatever, if you have some physical problem that you're not able to heal, once you can get freed up emotionally, you're free regardless of your physical limitations.
Cool. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense. Did that help? Did that answer your question, Catherine?
Yes, thank you.
All righty. And thank you for calling in. Appreciate it very much. All right, let's see. We've got a couple more here in queue, and it's like we're just going to check these out. Area code 210. 210, did you have a question for Don today?
I think that's me, Sandy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, that's
it. Okay. Don and I met years ago. I think it was back 2009. My husband had gone through his program, and he invited us out to his place. And we were talking about marketing him, and I was kind of thinking, I don't know, this sort of sounds foo-foo to me. If he could prove to me that it really worked, and I'm not a skeptic, I'm really not, but it just really, like you guys have all been saying, are you kidding me? So he offered about my fear of speaking, but you know, the first time you're going to know if that works or not is when you're up there. And I'm like, no. How about the ladder? I can't get past the second step of the ladder.
Oh,
so
wow.
He agreed. Yeah, terrified. He agreed. And in one session, by the end of it, probably, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, I was up at the top of the ladder. But both of those guys were there, my husband and Don. So, you know, I could have felt safe, right? So it was amazing. I was amazed. But then, you know, you sleep and you're like, yeah, really? How long does this last? I'm so bad. So I literally went out in his garage without any of them there, pulled that ladder as far away from the wall or anything safe that I could even remotely feel safe, walked straight up, let go, touched the ceiling, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Matter of fact, I videotaped it so my kids were like, who are you?
That's cool.
To also think it didn't work, you know, or that it wouldn't last, we just got back from a cruise, and Jamaica was one of the stops, and we went up the Dunn's Falls rivers. I am not only afraid of drowning, but of course was afraid of the heights.
Did you fall off the Titanic? What happened to you?
I went up with such confidence, but I will also add to this because the ladder, the fear of heights, you know, that was just a small little token. And, you know, I kept saying, you know, Don, yeah, I got to do your program. Yeah, Don, I got to do your program. He finally basically said, you know, do it or get off the pot, you know. And I was like, okay. I was like, dang, Don, okay. I remember having lunch with him one of the first days we were there, and we were talking about some new diet I was on, and he said, and I never forgot it, he said, Sandy, if you don't fix what's in that head of yours, you are never going to really, truly lose weight and be done with it. And I was like, dang, he reads me well. As a matter of fact, he actually told me if he did it, he'd have to charge me twice because by the time I talked, he knew I was messed up. Thankfully, he didn't charge me twice as much, but we did the program, and I will tell you that we did it late summer, and we've already finished it up, but I have dropped 50 pounds literally without trying because of his help. And, I mean the weight wasn't one thing. It was a, like I said, I'm a really messed up person. So, yeah, he helped me with a lot of things. But the weight is, like,
I hope
such
you took before and after photos. That is amazing. That's awesome. Yeah, that's what I need to do. Mine was a physical thing. It's like I put on 50 pounds in 3 months because I got immobile with back pain and hips. So it's like I'm going to proceed forward. I need to take before and after photos, too. That's awesome. I'm glad.
Yeah, mine was a lot of emotional stress. Eating, you know, and it had a lot more rooted problems beyond that. But just so you know, Don, I went and bought this new shirt, and it was one of those fitted ones, and I put it on, and Jesse's like, oh, you're just showing off. I said, yeah, kind of, actually, yeah, I'm enjoying this. So, yeah.
Cool.
But I just wanted to share that because he's right. If you can't fix what's in your head, you're not gonna. I know I will never yo-yo again, and I have yo-yoed since my mother used to tell me I was chubby. You know, I mean, I always thought I was fat. I look back and I'm like, duh, she was just like super skinny. It was just I was normal. But I had a lot of aha moments in our sessions, and one was even just my negative self-talk about me. He said, "Do you judge other people? Do you judge other people how they are? Or do you see them as they are?" I said, "No, I don't look, you know, I don't care if they're heavy, fat, ugly, whatever. If they're a nice person, they're a nice person." He goes, "Okay, so you're a hypocrite." You know, I was like, "Oh, dang!" You know?
Because you're judging yourself. Oh, good one. Yes.
Yeah, it was profound. It's not just the tapping in those sessions. Tapping definitely helps when you hit those emotional, like, I can't even talk anymore. He's like, "Okay, we're going to stop." But, it's a lot. It's good. It's all good, and I'm just thrilled that I finally got off the pot. So,
right. Kept moving. Started moving forward. It's like those forward steps. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. You have to exactly. Oh, awesome.
I mean, I would highly, highly recommend anybody just whatever problem. As a matter of fact, even during this session, he was like, "Okay, you're going to just stop the caffeine." I was like, "Stop what? Stop caffeine? What?"
What?
I go, "No, no,
no."
Well, I was like, "No, I will have a headache. Don, you don't understand. I can't just do cold turkey." He goes, I said, "Let's wait till the weekend." And he goes, "No, you're going to do it tomorrow." I go, God, no. He goes, "Let's tap on this." And I was like, "This can't work. I will be dying at work tomorrow." "No, I was fine." He goes, "And how are you?" I go, "Oh, shut up. I was fine." So
at least
how do I keep not believing? I don't know how I can't not believe when I've had it again and again. So I love him. There's nothing
cool
that I don't think that he can help you with. So anybody that's even doubtful, just do it.
There's a Nike swish. Just do it. Awesome. All right. Well, golly, thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
That is cool. That is very cool. Appreciate that. Okay. Was there any other questions or anything? Here's your opportunity to ask or clarify anything else. It's like any last comment there before we put you back in queue.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Okay. All righty.
Well, I want to, Don knows.
Yep, there we go. Wait a minute. Okay, there we go. Sorry about that. Don knows.
Oh, I said Don knows that I could talk way too much. So, no, I don't want to dominate Don's program.
Okay, well, we'll see. We got, thank you very much. We got one more caller here. It's like they did the... raise their hand. I finally figured out what those little questions. It's like I finally figured out how to tell when a caller is raising their hand. There's this little diamond yellow question mark. So I'm going, okay, I'm going to go back to 973 now here. And 973, you're on with us. Hello? 973. Well, dang. Okay, maybe they got... Sometimes people mute their phones. It's like we've had that happen a couple times, and they think they're on, and they've actually muted their phone. So, 973, okay, I'm putting you back in the queue here. We'll come back to it again. And let's see. All right. And we have one more here, area code 636. I know you don't have the hand up, but it's like 636, you're on. Did you have a question for Don today? Nope, they must be on mute also. Okay. Well, we got a whole bunch of people in queue, and it's like, alrighty. Well, this has just been fantastic. I'm amazed. I'm impressed. It's like, Don, let's hear some feedback from you on this. It's like, wow, this is. And I know we didn't really get to talk a lot at the beginning. You mentioned it that once there that EFT means emotional freedom techniques.
Yes.
Okay.
So what would you like to know about that particular method?
Method?
What else?
Wow. I think my question might be is like, okay, I know I have like the 9 points for tapping for back pain. Are the points similar? And it's like, because I didn't really get done, you know, beyond the pain stuff or, you know, beyond the, you know, the pain stuff, I didn't think about, you know, trying other stuff. So I'm like going, okay, after hearing these, I'm going, huh. It's like if I insert a different word in there and focus on a different thing, will those same points that I got work for different issues?
Yeah, that's a good question. And with EFT, the really neat thing about it is there's sort of one recipe for everything. And the points that I talk about on the video are actually the shortcut version, which, you know, we found over the years work about 90 to 95% of the time. You know, there are other points and there's other tools that I have in my kit to address all kind of issues that come up. But that's,
right.
you know, the purpose of the videos was to keep it very simple and very
right.
doable. But to,
right.
so the concept behind EFT is that all negative emotions are caused by an imbalance in your energy system. Okay, it's not caused by what happens. It's caused by how you think about what happened. Now, originally,
right.
EFT was developed to deal with emotional distresses. They didn't have any thoughts about using it for physical pains. But what they found in the early years, here's what happened. As somebody would come in and they'd be working with anger or grief or anxiety or depression or, you know, whatever the emotion was. And so the practitioner would be focusing on that and they'd be tapping on that. And then the person would say, oh, you know what? My headache's gone. Or my back doesn't hurt.
Wow.
Or I can breathe better. You know, so they started noticing that physical pains were going away. And so then people start exploring that a little bit, and they found, sure enough, matter of fact, there's people that, you know, their business was pain clinics, where they basically do, you know, hypnosis, biofeedback, medications, you know, all that stuff. And, you know,
right.
some of these people are always looking for new things. So there's, you know, people that ran pain clinics that found out about EFT, and they thought, well, let's see how that works. So they started using it, and then they found out pretty quickly that they were getting quicker, more lasting, effective results from EFT than anything. So they started exclusively using EFT for pain. Because guess what? You don't have any medications. You don't have any physical therapy. You know, you can teach it to people to do for themselves. And then also people that were in, you know, ran allergy clinics, you know, substance sensitivities, same thing. They found out about EFT, and they said, well, let's see how this works. And pretty soon they found out it was working better than anything else. So since that was their area of specialty anyhow, they just switched over. So, you know, EFT is just an amazing, like I say, it's not, you know, sometimes I talk about it so enthusiastically, and other people, you know, like what little y'all have seen, will be so enthusiastic that people think, well, you know, you think that's the be-all and the end-all. No, it's just a tool. It's a very powerful tool, and it's a very, you know, it's easy to use. It's easy to, I mean, all that. But, you know, I've got other, you know, like Sandy that called in. You know, whenever I'm on these shows, I'll send out the information to some of the people I know in case they want to listen. I didn't know if she would even listen. But when I heard her came on, you know, that was cool because Sandy is an accountant. Sandy is a very skeptical, cynical person in the fact that, you know, because it's like a lot of people, you know, when you've been burned, women more than men, you know, it's like women have one really bad relationship and it's like never again.
It makes the gun shy. It sure does.
Exactly. So, you know. But anyhow, Sandy didn't believe any of this stuff, even after all the experience.
I heard that foo-foo. That's like going, I've heard foo-foo a lot. I'm laughing. I just laughed.
So anyhow, so with EFT, you know, the basic routine that's on the videos, it can be used for everything, and that's sort of the intention. I'm sort of a concept person. So when I thought about making a video, my first thought was, well, you use the same basic concept for whatever the problem is, so I'll just make one video. But then everybody kept telling me, no, Don, people don't think like that. If somebody's got a headache or a depression or VAP, whatever, and they just see a video talking about the concept of EFT, that's not going to appeal to them. You need to, you know, do it by, you know, specific things. But as Jan said, and as you're, you know, hearing, now that you've got the basic hang of it, you can use it for anything. You know, you can use it if you feel a cold coming on. I mean, quite often, because, hey, the worst thing that's going to happen is nothing. And, I mean, I've been doing it for 10 years, and I'm not aware of any negative.
10 seconds. Sorry, we got 10 seconds. Blog Talk's coming on, and they're going to blog us off here.
Oh.
But, okay, awesome. This is. I had one other thing I was going to say real quick was on the arthritis. It's like when you were saying that people, you know, the medical community has discovered that there's, you know, the emotional stuff is tied to the diseases. And I remember reading this little, you know, blurb on arthritis and saying that arthritis is more of an attitude, and the type of arthritis you get has to do more with what you learned in your family attitude stuff. And I was going, this makes a whole lot of sense. It really does. And they're about to kick us off air here. So, but yeah, it's like, you know, you guys, I'm going to say, if you want to have Don back again, it's like, you know, right into Jethro, because we want to have this gentleman back on. It's like, I think there's a lot more that he has to say and share with us. And make sure you guys get out there and check out his website, that donmilton.net, donmilton.net. And I think, let's see, what was the other one? Give us the email again, because it went by so quick, and I did not have a pencil and paper in my hand.
The email is just don@donmilton.net, but if they go to the website, donmilton.net, everything is there. And, you know, I encourage people to pick a video and try it.
Cool. Yep, and for $19.99, you cannot go wrong. It's like, I know that's, you know, he made it affordable, so... You know, like you said, $20 really. You can go out and spend, you know, $20 in the convenience store just getting chips and snacks, you know, whatever. Not that those are good for you folks. I'm just, you know, I've seen people do that. It's like we currently don't do those kind of stuff anymore. But, yeah, awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on with us today. I really appreciate it. And like I say, we are looking forward to having you back. And Jennifer and I will get together and... You will definitely be hearing from us, and hopefully you listeners. And by the way, for you guys coming in late here, this show is in archives, so, you know, make sure you check it out, listen in. And we just had some really awesome and amazing experiences today, especially, I mean, I've known people, you know, like you say, with those migraine pills. I knew a gal, I didn't know they were up to $15. The last time I heard a gal was taking them for $12. I'm like, I need to get a hold of her. That is just way cool. All right. Well, thank you all, and we'll be on here again tomorrow. Jethro will be on tomorrow with Dane Reagan Sinclair at 3 p.m. Eastern time. And again, thank you so much for being on today. I really enjoyed this. This has really been awesome.
Yeah, me too. I appreciate the opportunity.
All righty. Thank you so much. We will see you all again on Psychics Gone Wild, 773-897-6461. We're here 7 days a week. And check this out. Also, while I got you on air, too, it's like we do have a sister show called The Spiritual Learning Connection. And if you'd be interested in doing a segment over there, I would love to get a hold of you and set up the time for that, because we've got a little more space over there than we do here. And this seems like it would be a really awesome thing for that format. It's a lot of talk. It's, you know, we take callers, but we don't do readings over there. Normally we do readings here, but, you know, hey, today it's like, this is cool. I like that. So, yeah, we will be talking to this gentleman again. And again, thank you, Don, so much. It's like, this has just been amazing.
My pleasure. See ya.
Okay, we'll see ya.
Bye.